let's get naked. Let the dish do, let the juice do. Family, and thank y'all for tuning in to season 3 of Let's Get Naked with Ms. Mofilla. I can't believe we're at season 3. We're here, y'all. We are here. Listen, I know y'all probably like, Mo, where the heck have you been? It's been a little bit of chunk of time since I checked in with the family, and I don't know if y'all been paying attention to my socials, but baby girl's been busy. You feel me? I've been very, very busy. Take a sip to that. Cheers. Yes, God. I've been really, really busy and grateful for all the opportunities that have come my way thus far, with between hosting and just new partnerships. Shout out to Inside the Maze. Make sure y'all check out the Critical Breakdown available on the Inside the Maze YouTube channel. I'm not going to start with the plugs, but I had to do that selfless plug immediately. But let's get to it. Where have I been? Where's Ms. Mofilla been? Why haven't I checked in with the family? The biggest reason I had to take a decent hiatus is because, honestly, I don't know if y'all been paying attention since the last time we checked in, but it feels like it's the end of the world. Listen, I'm in my comfy mode. This is where I come and get comfortable and talk my stuff unfiltered, raw, and naked. But yeah, I just been really in a space of just silence. Like, I've been really in a be still type of phase right now, with everything that's going on between this pandemic, the way it's affected, you know, our infrastructures, things that we know as usual norms. There is no such thing anymore. It really put me in a space of, I didn't really have much to say. And I'm the type of person, if I ain't got nothing to say, I'm gonna be quiet. I don't want to give you guys forced conversation or forced content. And honestly, I think the reason why I didn't have much to say is because my spirit needed some time to really reflect, really process all that is that's going on in the world in general. And then what's going on, you know, with my life personally. It's a lot, y'all. Can we just take a moment and take a breath? Because I feel like the world has fallen apart since 2021 and it ain't stopped since, okay? So thank y'all for taking that breath with me. We needed that. I know we all needed that. But yeah, so that's what took me so long to come back. I didn't want to rush it. I didn't want to force anything. And I also, there's two pieces to my quietness these days. For the first two seasons, you know, I had given you guys so much of me and my personal story. And that's what Let's Get Naked is about. It's about having a safe space to really be able to talk whatever it is you need to speak, whether it be a taboo topic or things that people normally feel uncomfortable about. It's the safe space here, right? But when I didn't have guests, I would be talking about my own personal experiences. And although I'm very incredibly grateful for those people whose lives it touched, for those who reached out and told me that my story helped them to work through their stuff, I have learned the importance of keeping certain things sacred and not necessarily private, but I don't need to necessarily overshare. You feel me? You feel me. Not every space is a safe space. And it's my natural build to be transparent, see through. Like, I have no problem sharing anything about myself, but I have learned over time and through experiences that not everybody's able to receive that type of energy. And if they are able to receive it, they might not have the best intentions with whatever information that they get. So I'm just learning the value in privacy and keeping things, you know, close to the chest. I ain't got nothing to hide. You feel me? If anybody wants to know anything about me, feel free to ask. But I'm gonna stop giving up all my life so much here on Let's Get Naked. So for all those who tuned in just to be nosy, to figure out what I got going on, you could actually just reach out to me and ask. Just saying. And, you know, I'm available everywhere. Anyway. So yeah, that spirit of just quietness and being still and just, let's just say it, shutting the fuck up. Yeah. It allowed me to really reflect and do some self-reflection too. And figuring out what is it that I need to be doing. I don't know if y'all follow my career in media, but I'm grateful for all the places and experiences that I've been able to be a part of since I've started. But I've learned, like, I got to kind of condense it down or really hone in on what works for me and what is going to be the thing that I can pour my all into. So I had to really stop, because a lot of times if you keep going, you'll never really stop to figure out which lane is working best for you. So I stopped everything and said, okay, let's take some inventory. And I did just that. And it's still a process, because I'm a natural busybody. So I always want to take every opportunity that comes my way. But again, all in this journey of being still, I'm also learning, like, the importance of no. I think I had seen something on social media, a clip from someone else's show. One day I'll be good at citing other people's stuff. I'm gonna get to it, y'all. But I had seen a clip where someone said, you have to understand the power of no, because yes is expensive. And baby, did my mind get blown with that statement, okay? Because, you know, when you're so quick to say yes and diligent and wanting to help everybody, you end up spending a lot of your energy that you need for yourself and for the things that you necessarily have planned or the goals that you have in mind. And you can easily get distracted trying to help others when that energy should be placed into yourself. Now, I do understand in today's society, it's kind of a very self-centered world. And I do believe we need to get back to humanity and community, but we can't really pour into others until we are necessarily fulfilled ourselves. So take that time and energy to focus on what you need to be fulfilled within yourself before you pour out to everybody else. That was the lesson I had to get. And I'm still learning it, y'all. It's a hard lesson, boundaries and all those things. These are things we will get into season three. But that's pretty much, I think that sums up pretty much where I've been and what I've learned from all of that. Now that I'm back, what's to come? I'm grateful for continued growth and innovation. There's so much in store for season three of Let's Get Naked. One thing I did learn is I went a little crazy with the previous season, y'all. I went a little crazy, 27 episodes per season. Yeah, I've learned I don't have to talk that much, y'all. I do not have to talk that much. So I'm going to, you know, learn how to condense it down. Not as many episodes, but still the same dope, great conversation and content. I'm also going to have some special guests coming on. You know me, I love to talk to the people, them, and connect, because that's what life is all about. And I also have some special surprises. Just make sure y'all stay tuned for season three. It's going to be something bigger and better. That's what it's all about. I don't know if y'all pay attention. Like I always say, if y'all pay attention to me, I'm always doing something different. I want to do something more than I did the year before or the time before. So stay tuned for season three. I'm excited to be back to talk to y'all. Listen, I missed y'all so freaking much. You understand me? And I'm glad to be back with y'all. Tune in. And as you're, I forgot how I used to sign out of this thing. It's been so long. Listen. That's what it is. I ask that you listen with an open heart, open mind, and open ears. And as always, keep the conversations going. I love y'all, family. And if you're looking for me, make sure you follow me, MsMophila.com. Keep track of everything I got going on. And if you don't know how to spell it by now, I think I'm going to give it to y'all one last time. But I'm not going to keep spelling my name, okay? It's MzMophila. I love y'all, family. Peace out. Let's get naked. Let the juice do.